Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome to the Air Bud Podcast, internet radio for your listening pleasure. My name is Jamel Johnson.
My name is Peter Moses.
My name is Michael Benner.
Happy basketball. Going?
Happy basketball, Peter. Happy basketball, Jamel.
Bien baloncesto to you both.
Guys, we got a jam-packed show today. We got a very special guest. He'll hop in. But let's get some business out of the way. Before we introduce him formally, guys, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. If you want to support the buds, $5 a month gets you bonus episodes, gets you access to our Discord, gets you, sneak previews of shit that we've got coming out. I mean, we dropped a couple sneaky preves in the Discord this week, didn't we?
Sneaky preves, huh?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, we're sneaky preves.
Preves. Netflix is sneaky
I was
preves.
Sneaky preving over in the neighborhood the other day.
Yeah. What else do we got going on? Go to Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review. If you give us a 5-star review, we will read whatever you write on the air. You could dictate what we talk about in the first 3 minutes of the show if you leave a review for us. Go to Apple Podcasts. Do that. If you give us a 5-star review, it really helps us out. Helps us climb the charts. Just like Jamel Johnson's very own podcast, NBA Storytime, is climbing the charts. Jamel, you want to plug that real quick? I mean, I just kind of just set you up for a lob there.
Oh, I think he's frozen.
Jamel's
he's
frozen.
Gone. I thought he was really just looking at his phone.
Yeah, yeah, it looked like he just was not paying attention at all. So,
I'll promote it. NBA Storytime. You'll hear all the people on this podcast on it at some point.
I had fun.
And it's fucking fun. Yeah, you had a good time. Yep. I listened to that. Listen, it's easy breezy.
Hey, no spoilers. Something.
Yeah, sorry. No spoilers. Fake anonymous person.
Look, it's no secret that I hate both of you a lot. Like, I don't like you. But I love NBA Storytime. It's so funny. It's so fun to listen to.
You might be able to catch some out of home OOH promos for NBA Storytime, actually, if you're in the Los Angeles area, around Staples Center.
If any of these fucking billboards end up around anybody I know's house.
Dude, okay, hold on. I texted you and was like,
what do you think a billboard does, Jamel?
Yeah.
I don't know where it goes, dog. As long as nobody I know sees it, we're straight.
Bro, it's going to be on every bus. I said, hey, what would be a fun way to promote NBA Storytime on billboards? And you said an American Apparel shoot with me in it.
Nah, this would happen. Great. This would Peter said.
I have receipts.
This is what Peter said. Hey, we're buying 6 billboards for the show. You got anything funny, Jamel? Can you save us? Can you do the marketing department's job real quick?
No, we could have put the fucking the poster up. It was saying if you had any ideas.
Poster's tight, by the way. I like that. That's a cartoon.
It's great. I'm a cartoon. It's fun.
Well, now you're about to be a sexy boy
Now I'm gonna be fucking. I'm a sex worker now, Peter. You know what I found out, dog? This is something that I needed to learn. when you're dealing with people who actually have money, they'll call your bluff real quick. I thought I was just fucking around. 18 hours later, I get a text like, oh yeah, it's happening. Not only do we have a photographer, we have a location. It's this weekend. Today's Wednesday. What's up?
Yeah, dog. I took you to Akron.
Yeah, words matter, Jamel. You can't, you got,
you said I'm down, it's whatever. That's what you say. And we, then you, that's how you end up in Akron with me. That's how you end up on a billboard. BJ's. That's how, yeah.
Yeah. It's fucked up. It's fine, dude. Whatever, man. I'm writing all that underwear off on my taxes. I know that.
Great.
I will say,
send me the receipt.
As someone who has worked on projects that have had like marketing departments like do campaigns for them, like having a marketing like department come to you and say, what do you want to do, is actually really fucking tight. Because when the marketing department is left to their own devices, they're usually bad. And it's usually putting an image of the show out there that you don't want. Yeah. But here's the thing.
Yeah, I did it to myself. I marketing departmented myself.
The elegance of this campaign is that it's going to give people looking at it no fucking idea.
No one's going to know what's going on.
They're
going
to see Jamel in his underwear and the phrase NBA story time and be like, what the fuck am I looking
at? Is there a ball? Is there a ball in it?
It's going to say podcast.
Yes, there is a ball.
Okay.
It's going to say podcast.
Is the basketball.
Yeah. It's me looking hot and afraid while holding a basketball.
I love this.
And it's going to have the Apple and Spotify logos on them.
The Apple.
Yeah, make that bigger than my body.
Make them the nipples on your...
Please.
Yeah.
I can't talk because, again, you are shirtless in a shower.
Yo, and this, and here's something, and this is publicly officially it. This is the third time I've been shirtless in a project in the past 12 months, and it's over.
That's so fucking
true. It's actually, it's not happening anymore. Because the first one, these niggas didn't even tell me I was going to be shirtless till I showed up.
Wait, so that's two Air Buds things? Or no, two podcast things?
No, that was a TV.
One for the fucking Sci-Fi channel. I got my shirt off on the Sci-Fi channel.
Yeah, he was naked with puppets.
You got your pants off, too, in the Sci-Fi channel.
Yeah, no, man. I'm wearing nude briefs.
Your album is a picture of you with your shirt off on a roof.
That's true. That
why
was
does everybody
choice.
Think? Why does that everybody think I was shirtless on my own shit? Now everybody's like, hey, you should be shirtless on my shit.
You put
You're
it
the
out
shirtless
there.
Guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, you already heard him talking. Let's yeah, introduce our guest.
You would have made me be quiet for that whole thing. Like, what am nuts. I could have been napping.
No, yeah, and you know what? You should be talking. Look, you know him. You love him. He's basically the fourth butt at this point. You know him from his content that he's made all over the fucking internet. As
I make
content, basketball, content.
Certified person to follow for basketball.
I don't know certified about that. And you person. Look closely. There is nothing being said about basketball.
Yeah, but you know, King Josiah himself went on national television and said, follow CJ Toledano, and that is our guest. Please welcome back returning champion CJ Toledano.
Yes, sir. Hey, it's an honor to always be on this show right on the heels of something big in basketball happening.
The biggest thing possible.
Maybe the biggest thing possible.
Not game five of the finals.
Maybe
right?
The biggest game about. Ever. Dom's game. You know?
Dom's game.
I'm already laughing about this shit.
Dom's game.
I hope game six of the NBA Finals is as good as Dom's game.
I don't know. It's got a lot to live up to.
We'll see. If any of the teams play a little bit of Dom ball, that's who I'm calling the champion.
Do you think any NBA superstar is like more into sub ball or...
Ooh, Mike. Ooh. I think the fucking Bucks have been playing first half goon ball, to be honest.
Okay, well, let's jump into game five real quick. It was a fucking awesome game last night, right? This has been a great series. Let's just get that out of the way. Right?
Yeah.
It's been close. It's been competitive. It's been fun.
After each of you, after Peter came on this show and tried to play me. After game one, he's like, it's over. Wrap it up. They have to play.
The Suns are a better team.
Why do you get to say that still?
Well, first of all, who knew they would miss Dario Saric? But
I was going to have a whole speech about Dario.
I bet you do.
They're not being ref the same way. The Suns are not being ref the same way the Bucks are being ref. And it feels kind of like a
ref for a second. Ref is not making Giannis fly through the air in the most pivotal moments of the game.
Yes, but like they're kind of like the Seattle Seahawks defense.
Where I'm not going like to know this reference. The Warriors.
I don't know what that means. Yeah.
I don't know. And they're just like, they're just fouling them all the time. Am I crazy?
They're just cuter. They're just cuter, Peter.
You know, I give up, actually. Jrue Holiday's fucking playing out of
Come on, son.
I really, I truly, this is the most evenly played reft because there is no narrative that out-narratives the other one. So it's just like, I think we just got to let these small market-ass teams play. I don't know.
Feels weird.
People think the refs are out for Chris Paul. No.
No, his body is out for him. Like he's got like two broken hands.
Clearly, there's a broken shoulder. Yeah.
He got friend fright. He saw his friend in the damn front row yesterday, and he blew it.
Bro, did LeBron show up with a paper bag?
Yes, full of with tequila? His $150 tequila.
Damn, do you guys want t-shirts still? I still got t-shirts.
Oh yeah,
from the t-shirt.
Hell yeah,
yeah. Tequila shirts.
But I don't know, like. I would say it's been reffed bad both ways. I would say the Bucks have been like have benefited from the bad refereeing, like 60-40 over the Suns. Like, I don't know. If like Giannis committed a flagrant foul on Devin Booker, but because technically there is a whistle blown.
Yeah, you're allowed to like, punch him if it's after.
Yeah, like whistle. Just like some free fun. Like the whistle is blown, so Giannis is allowed to
claw his face,
like tackle him NFL blitz style.
What was
like,
that call? What was the ending? Or what was the call that happened? It was just clear path, or what?
They was just a common foul in the backcourt. So, but the arena was so loud that Devin Booker and Giannis didn't hear the whistle blow. So that's why Devin Booker went for the breakaway dunk and Giannis went for the flagrant foul.
Hey, man.
I mean, I don't know. You can't say the refs are giving it to the Bucks. I think it's like incredibly evenly matched right now. And
why do I feel so emotionally attached to the Suns, though? Yeah. Maybe that's where this is. Like,
because you only get emotionally attached to things.
I guess that's
true. Yeah, well, and you look like Suns in four, man.
You do look like Suns in four.
Are you getting that? Are you getting
some? Never mentioned that. Yeah.
Dude, I live in the fucking woods, man.
Yeah, that's where Suns in four, man, should be living.
Seriously,
dude, he's on Cameo making $600 a pop right now.
Good for Scottsdale him, man. Area.
I'm just gonna repeat it. I'm gonna beat up the Suns and Four guy at some point.
Yeah, I'll watch it. Yeah. I'll watch you guys fight him.
But Peter, should we make a video of you as Suns and Four guy?
Sure. Who's gonna film me?
Beth,
where are you?
Okay,
make him take his shirt off.
In Ohio, for
Cape Cod, baby. In the woods.
You're in Ohio. I got a whole damn crew.
I know. I mean, actually, I'll be in Ohio next week.
We'll send Richie on, Jamel.
To the 216.
Yo, get him over there.
We can do some more shit.
I mean, whatever. I'm excited for the Bucks. No.
No, you're not.
Just trying to move on from our video idea.
Yeah, no, the fuck you aren't. You actually aren't excited.
Yeah, that's scary.
Take a screenshot. Yeah, that's it.
That's scary.
I picked the Suns to win yesterday, but I still feel like I'm technically right.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not wrong.
I told Howard Beck I fuck with the Bucks. I got to be right. And even if they lose, I'm still right.
You bet on the Bucks. The point is I'm right. You won money on the Bucks.
I know.
How do you talk to Howard Beck and then talk to us after and still be on here?
I don't know, son.
Yeah, when did you tell Howard Beck? Were you just like texting him?
Yeah. I just saw him in front of 7-Eleven.
For real?
Yeah, big icy.
I just tapped him. I was like, hey, yeah. I was like, yo, he had
an icy in the latest Slam magazine, and he was just.
He asked Jamel to buy him a bottle of wine.
Yeah, and I was like, oh yeah, I got you, dog.
Can you give me?
Oh, you don't have your ID?
A bottle of Yellowtail and some Camel Lights.
Hey man, I spent all my money on this last Slam magazine. Can you give me some cools? Classic Howard Beck.
Yep. Yeah, you know.
How do we feel going forward? I think Tuesday's game six tomorrow will. I don't know. It's got to be another incredible game. Anybody have an inkling on? I mean, I really have no idea how this year's is going to go. I feel like it's been too close to call all throughout, really, even though the Suns look like they were the better team in games one and two.
Just give us seven. Put us out of our misery.
Seriously. I want to go to the Roost for game seven.
Ooh.
Hey.
I want to catch COVID, and then I want to die within 3 weeks from now.
Are they going to enforce the mandate? I mean, they have to, right?
They're not going to enforce the mandate.
All right. Then I'm there.
Neither will the cop gang, right? Is that red?
Which cop gangs? Yeah, there's like
the
LA
Sheriff's Department. They're like not. They're out on that shit, right?
Dude, I met that girl. You see the lady gang? I have to look up this lady gang basketball team.
Lady gang basketball team?
Oh yeah, from
this girl in the video, Vegas
video
that I did in Vegas.
Who was, by the way? The fucking WNBA commissioner liked your fucking Vegas video.
Whoa.
Yeah, Peter. Hey, Blue Wire, are you listening?
No, they're not.
I got some shit going on over here. The commissioner liked it.
Let's get it on the pod, Jamel.
Jesus, I'm trying to work on it. I sent the screenshot like, hey, you did this in case you were drunk when you liked this video, commish. Here's a reminder.
It does feel like we're like, if Blue Wire is like a giant office building, we're the dudes that are somehow in the basement that they don't know about that are like
the IT crowd.
Yeah, we're the IT crowd, except we're just rolling blunts instead of being useful.
I want to be the sandwich stand with the muffins, prepackaged muffins.
Those are good.
Ooh. You know what I mean? Shouts out to Otis Spunkmeyer, Sarah
Ooh,
Lee.
Yeah, those are my people.
Otis and Sarah.
You're good friends.
Yeah.
We came up together. We all kind of branched off of comedy, but at its core, what we do is based in stand-up comedy.
Right. This is the Chicago open mic scene. Otis would bring the cookies. Yep. Sarah would bring like pie.
Yeah. Cheese Danish.
And we were like, let's bring our playfulness to what we really want to do. And look at us.
Guys, let's talk about Dame Lillard for a moment.
Lakers Dame Lillard? Let's do it.
Yeah, Los Angeles Laker. And you know that I think will
Brooklyn
play
Net
into
Dame Lillard?
No, I think it might end up being Laker Dame Lillard. And we'll get into it during our Space Jam and New Lakers.
Okay, yes, I hope we do. Because I felt like I was watching a recruiting video.
I was watching.
The jerseys were Laker colors. So he was yellow. He was purple and actual gold.
When I came out to LA maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I met with this guy who was a producer from Cleveland, and he was like, yeah, so actually I was hired by the Cavs because like LeBron loves Family Guy. So like they had me like make a Family Guy video and they were pitching him to, you know, like why he should resign. I was like, cool, man. He went to Miami, so your video probably fucking sucked.
Yeah, terrible. Come on, son. You got to get the real Family Guy team. Like, you got to call Seth MacFarlane. Yeah, nigga,
like,
what are you doing?
Seth MacFarlane. Like, no wonder you went to Miami.
You have to get Seth MacFarlane.
Yep,
I'm not listening to show rant. You put together a YouTube comp of the best of Stewie for my nigga, dude. What the fuck?
No, but it was like Dewey by like some guy like, you know.
What?
I'm going to have a different take on this. I will pay $200 to see this video.
You know what? I can go back in my emails.
Please get me this video.
That'd be great.
Immediately. Hey, Lois. If LeBron signs with us, it'll be like that time that we...
I know you're doing a Peter Griffin, but every time you do any impression, it sounds like Hank Hill.
I am Hank Hill. I'm just Hank Hill. Okay, Damian Lillard. Apparently very unhappy with the Portland Trailblazers and Neil Olshey, owner Jody Allen. Just not happy with the way the team has been run. He caught some flack for the Chauncey Billups hiring, because he didn't really know of Chauncey Billups' past and endorsed him and then kind of caught a bunch of shit for that. And it seems very unhappy with that. And, there's been stories that he's requested a trade or is going to request a trade. He came out and said that's not true. But then there was more stories saying that he wants to play for the Knicks or the Sixers. I guess my question is, do you guys think Dame will be in a Portland Trailblazers uniform when the next season begins?
No.
No.
I hope not.
A big no.
Yeah, I'm actually, I am sad. That's sad. That sucks. I feel bad.
It's a sad ending, especially with the way the Olympic team looks too. Just them losing two exhibition games, and now it's just like,
I'm not worried about the Olympic team. I think they're going to be fine once the actual games begin.
Shout out to the team WNBA though for whooping the women's team.
Oh yeah, go listen to our last week's Patreon episode if you want to hear us talk all about that.
Dame's playing for the Sixers, bro. How bad do you want him to play for the Sixers, man?
Oh my god,
it's not going to happen.
Wait, what do you give for Dame?
Ben Simmons.
And what else?
I think if you like put that through the trade machine.
Rocky statue?
Like, yes. I would get rid of that Rocky statue.
Give him the statue.
Dwight Howard.
Next year's first rounder. Yeah, Dwight. Fuck it.
Dwight's a free agent right now.
He's going back to the Lakers.
Do you want that?
Yeah.
That's what Laker Nation wants.
You do sadly.
He was on the Sixers last year, right?
Yeah.
Dwight, yeah.
Okay.
But they signed him to a 1-year veteran minimum contract.
That's the same amount that the Lakers offered him. He was like, I'm out of here. Yep. You guys have eyes for Mark Gasol too hard.
Honestly,
well, that worked out well.
He was kind of, he went further.
He was kind of right.
The Sixers. Yeah, he was right in the end.
I was punished by how happy I was about those moves. I look like a fool. I should pay more for how much of a fool I was.
Because everybody likes threes. Everybody on the team shouldn't be able to shoot threes.
You know what? Bro. Why didn't they play Trez more? Anyways, that wasn't the question.
You know, because
he's
like
such a fucking liability on defense.
Who cares? You need that shit.
To go to our last topic and our next topic, it does feel kind of like LeBron, though, is still the MVP of this final somehow.
Yeah, Space Jam.
New Space Jam, Internet Jam.
Internet Jam. WB right. Jam.
They were not in space for a single moment of for it. We'll get into moment. That. We'll get into that.
Modem Jam.
You know, it seems like maybe we're just barreling towards Space Jam, A New Legacy talk. So why don't we just, why are we fighting it? Let's dive right in. Guys,
open up,
Space Jam, A New Legacy dropped in theaters and on HBO Max. On Friday, we all saw it. CJ, I believe you went to the theaters.
Oh,
right?
I bought 10 tickets for a whole row at the AMC Burbank 8.
Bro,
I got Jamel to go with.
Dude,
is that the parking garage one, right?
No, this is the mall one, the weird mall one,
the
most like sterile mall known to man. I bought
across from the Americana, right? And the
across from
this is
Burbank.
Separate.
No, it's Burbank.
It's across
Burbank.
From the Gap outlet store.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So there's
yes,
the
yes.
Burbank 16, which is next across from the Fuddruckers. There's the AMC.
Fuddruckers closed,
like,
I believe.
Oh, wow.
Because that's upsetting. It's not like New York Bagel. It's like, bring back my Fuddruckers.
Then there's the AMC 8, which is inside the mall.
That's
and then there's the other AMC.
Next to the
which
Barnes & Noble.
Has all the leather chairs and the bar in it.
Well, they're both. So AMC 8 is now all leather chairs. I mean, Burbank is the place to be.
Burbank, if you want to go to an AMC theater, all three of those theaters I just mentioned are less than half a mile away from each other.
Yes. It's the most confusing shit known to man.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah.
But, okay, so you got 10 seats.
I am.
10 seats, dinner reservation.
Yeah, we went ham on the dinner before at Over Under, where every waitress is a supermodel. And then our friend who hurt his foot, friend Rob, he hurt his foot. He showed up late because parking is atrocious. And I did make him and his very nice girlfriend eat their wings really fast so we can go to Space Jam.
Bro, Rob broke his damn toe. Okay,
we're talking
trying
about
to find parking in Burbank. We're talking about Rob Hayes,
okay.
Our good friend,
past guest Rob Hayes.
Yeah, so he's got a limp from wherever he parked, and then come meet us at dinner. Mad late, they order some shit. CJ's like, hey. Put that shit in a box. Let's go. Like he was trying. Like he
I was
like
yelling at the wait staff. Like, hey, where is their food at? Don't you know I've been waiting fucking 25 years for this, and you're gonna make me late.
Why? Why does Space Jam mean so much to you?
I don't know.
That's my what happened.
That's the headlining question of my this week's therapy session. But
well, isn't it kind of the confluence of everything that like kind of defines you, CJ?
Yes,
it's about basketball. Yeah. It's about pop culture. It's about comedy. It is about like
I'm getting tired
combining though, everything. What's that?
I'm getting tired though, guys. No, I'm kidding. I do like talking about it. It is like funny. I'm like, shit. I was there for the first one and I'm here for this one. I made it. I wasn't supposed to be here.
What the fuck?
What are you like talking James about? Dean of the basketball yeah. internet? Like,
no, yeah. it is crazy. What? I mean, like,
CJ escaped the crypts so we can watch Space Jam 2.
I asked this question to everyone who went with us. Maybe I didn't ask you, Jamel, but I was like, in the movie, remember it says like Burbank, California, and we were in Burbank, California, and I was like, man, I'm really proud of myself. I went where the movie,
yeah.
as a kid, I was like, I want to go where the movies yeah. are. And guess what? I was where the movies were last night or the other night.
I'm going to confess, I too, when I saw Burbank, California as the Chiron, yeah. I got a little like, I was like, yeah, I've worked in Burbank, California.
Oh my
God. I've held multiple jobs in Burbank,
California. I didn't think most of my income was going to be from like comedy radio, you know? Like.
My goodness.
But that was, it was all fun. The whole spectacle of it all was just like, I went all in and it was worth it and also not worth it. But yeah.
I kind of liked it.
Jamel liked it and great. We thought Jamel was going to hate it.
It was great. It.
I thought, okay, here's what I'm going to say because I want to be professional as we all work with these people in some ways. LeBron wasn't very good at acting, and guess what? Neither was Jordan, but they gave too much of a role to LeBron James. I know he's the main actor, but...
It was a different move. He was trying to go next level, man. Ooh. How can I take Space Jam to the next level? What if Mike actually tried to act in the movie? This is what he attempted to give
Michael
us.
Jordan took it personally.
What if Mike Jordan acknowledged his
Michael
kids?
Michael Jordan hacked into the mainframe. Yeah. And
I watched this movie... with my wife's 14-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
14-year-old cousin.
Okay.
And they had the best fucking time. They laughed a bunch. They thought it was super good.
Cool.
They thought there was a bunch of things were super silly, and they really liked it.
That's cool.
And that's the fucking target audience. Yes. That's who this movie is fucking for. Yep. And there was I saw a fucking review that made me almost lose my goddamn mind. And I have his name up here. Derek Robertson. From fucking Politico, basically writes this article about like,
wait, why how is dare Politico writing about this
oh
movie?
it was like, hold on, it's a Space Jam. What is LeBron thinking? And Derek Robertson from fucking Politico, who also runs Indiana Monthly, so go look him up and check out how that's going. It like just basically like, why aren't you talking about Black Lives Matter? Why aren't you talking about this? Why aren't you talking about
in
like,
the movie?
You know. No, like talking about like the movie was an abomination because it wasted an opportunity to talk about Black Lives Matter or stuff like that. I was like, first of all, Politico is probably one of the most fucked up institutions in terms of contributing to our political discourse. And second of all, this is what fucking Derek Robertson looks like. I can't share my screen.
I'll show you. Change that real quick. I was literally about to say...
Does
before you even say it, he is white, right? He is white.
He is this guy.
Does he know? Oh boy!
Oh, he looks like me if I got cancer.
Come on, son. He looks like if you fucked Ronan Farrow basically and had a baby,
and I would.
And just like I feel like all these reviews I saw were like, this movie is awful.
Can
this
we read the last line of that bio?
Oh, the last of it. I worked for Politico Mac, writing on subjects including political science, ideology, and the policy arms race with the Democratic Party, and the political and cultural significance of things like Black Panther, the NBA Finals, and utopian city planning. Huh? Fuck you, bro. How about that?
on his resume, he said he saw Black Panther.
He wrote about Black Panther for Politico.
So he could write off his ticket.
All right, buddy.
Yeah. I think it's really tough to criticize that. A movie with like an all black creative team, and you're gonna like.
Does he know Don Cheadle? Don Cheadle was internet particles for most of the movie.
Also, probably deserving of a Golden Globe nomination, if I'm being honest.
Don Cheadle?
For wearing that silver denim suit?
Yes. Okay, I will. It's funny you guys both just said that, because I was watching this movie. My wife, Deborah, walked through twice. And she walked through once and stopped. And it was when Don Cheadle was talking to Dom, who is LeBron's son in the movie, and telling him how fathers don't respect, like, anything but power, and you need to like take power.
Yeah.
And Don Cheadle delivers the fuck out of that monologue.
Yeah.
And Deborah just stopped and watched and was like, she was like, this movie looks awful, but Don Cheadle is a fucking incredible actor. And then the other time she walked through and stopped was when Don Cheadle was wearing that sparkle denim suit you just talked about. And she said, I want that tracksuit.
What about
painted some Levi's, man?
What about when Don Cheadle turns into 7'4" Wesley Snipes at the end of the movie?
Dude, he looks like the dude from Snowfall. Like they turned the dude from Snowfall into LeBron James.
Oh boy!
As someone that works in entertainment and works, you know, as a TV and film writer, I can't help Peter, but like. Anything I watch, I'm looking at it and I'm seeing the gears turn, because I'm just used to seeing gears turn in TV and film.
That's why I got in this movie? You love seeing gears turn.
I love gears.
He's a gearhead.
I'm a real gearhead, right? And this movie is one of the most logically flawed like things I've ever seen. It is also like clearly just shot, and no one was together when they shot it. There is a bunch of like straight up errors. There's a moment where Don Cheadle refers to Sarah Silverman. He's watching her as a screen, and he calls her he. And it's like, it's just like, oh, like they didn't even bother to like fix an error.
Was it supposed to be Steven Yeun he was maybe talking about?
Well, if it was Steven Yeun, like it was bad editing, because he was responding off a Sarah Silverman line.
There were also some Steven shots.
By the way, like totally buried. I think he had a bigger part that got cut out or something.
Well, and then also there's a reverse shot where it's clearly not Steven Yeun. It was a stand-in.
Really?
And that's what a lot of this movie is like clearly no one ever met. It's like people were rolling in. Lil Rel, I don't know if he was in the screenplay, because he is himself just like it was wild. Him and Ernie Johnson. Yeah. That was
he was kind of meta, actually. Yeah. He's like, I just showed up here. Here I am.
That was there's also
one joke where he says he has experienced a force field before.
I laughed at that one.
That's crazy. You know, for that overlap of all those kids who love to get out.
Yeah. But there was also like a logical issue even in that. Like, okay, so Ernie, so the point, like somehow people that are watching the big game on their phone gets sucked in.
Don't be a Derek Robertson, Mike. You're looking into this too hard. I'm not.
But Ernie Johnson he's in the middle of a TNT broadcast, not looking, like explicitly by the screenplay, not looking at his phone, but he gets sucked in. And I'm like, what are the rules here? So anyways, I'm pointing all this out to say, like, yes, everyone saying this movie is bad is right. But Peter's also right. This is a movie for fucking kids. And when you look at it like that, there's so much funny shit going on. Visually, it's fucking gorgeous. Like, there's so much cool animation and cool shit in it. And I kind of wished that I was really high to watch it. And I might eat an edible tonight and watch the whole thing again. Just because, like, there's so much cool shit to look at in it.
I just got to figure out who all was in the crowd. Here's what I want to say.
They were not good versions of who they were supposed to be.
Oh my God. That was the best part.
I love the extras.
That was the best part.
Yeah. That was maybe the highlight, was seeing there's specifically one extra who was playing the 1960s version of Robin, who he's briefly seen after LeBron wins the game for the Toon Squad, along with his son Dom, finally back by his side. And you can kind of see in the background, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but there's a bunch of different versions of Batman and Robin through time. And I don't know, are they saying that like LeBron is Batman and his son's Robin or whatever, sidekick kind of thing? But there's one Robin who is dancing and cheering in the funniest way possible. I recommend going back.
We got to get, we got to go back and GIF all the crowd.
Yeah.
Space Jam.
My general opinion on the film, everyone who doesn't like it is upset that they didn't get to work on it. That is every person with an opinion. Course. This is their dream job and they didn't get it.
Yeah.
Was there, to that point, was there a white man in this movie?
Maybe not.
Elmer Fudd.
Except for Ernie. Ernie, kind of.
Yeah, Ernie.
Or Ernie. Well, Ernie doesn't really care.
He's white enough.
I will say that's true, Jamel.
Was Ernie Johnson the only white man in this movie?
Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd, white.
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers was definitely
spoiler alert. I swear to God that they read my Twitter in 2016 and was like, we'll save that for the new Space Jam.
What is your review? What was your impression? What emotionally did you go through?
Well, this is what's proving Jamel's point. I was just like, I don't know if I liked it, blah, blah, blah. And then people were like, why does it matter? Why didn't you like Who Cares? And I was like, I just feel like you could have done a better job. And so that was me going, oh, I wish I would have wrote this. I deserve to write this. I worried about stupid ass basketball shit. No.
Do you have a version of Space Jam that you wrote in the tank that nobody's seen?
Yeah, oh, what's man. The CJ?
Do you have your LeBron? What happened in yours?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have one. So
they play basketball on the moon.
I really feel like Jordan comes out and plays for the evil team.
Ooh.
Okay. Leather pants.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Leather hat.
Yep.
You know what mine would be? Okay.
Yep.
But that's the perfect version. But the problem is, Benner, hold that. Just Jordan isn't going to agree to a lot of shit.
Nope, he's not.
No.
I think that's the problem with New Space Jam. They probably had some good ideas that involved him. And he was like, fuck you guys. Yeah.
No, he's out. In fact, what did you guys think of the Michael Jordan joke that I thought was maybe the biggest miss in terms of humor?
I saw it from a mile away, but I liked that they did it.
I think Michael B. Jordan himself chunked a few. He had some opportunities to get some shit off after they revealed him, and he just came up blank.
Put him in the game.
Yeah, we needed him in the game.
Him in the uniform?
But to your point, this is just like, are you
And then he cool gets shot like it's Fruitvale Station.
If you're cool. Oh, Jesus.
Huh?
Is that a Warner property?
Is that a Warner property? Can we have the cop?
It might be.
I mean, Clockwork Don Cheadle Horse
gets
in there.
The cop that shoots him to join the goon squad.
Dude, the Matrix scene was the funniest shit. I was really glad I didn't watch the preview. Speedy Gonzalez is MVP.
Speedy Gonzalez got shot at several times.
There is
also a
white cop points a gun directly in the camera and pulls the trigger several times.
That was a tribute to filmmaking, though.
Yeah.
It's also LeBron's best acting job. When LeBron and Bugs bust through the window, he is like perfectly annoyed.
It's true.
Hello, Speedy.
Okay. Also, the thing where like they keep saying ball and he's got this machine that just keeps hitting his son in the face.
Does that exist? That
was fantastic gag. Great
gag. I don't know if it exists, but it was pretty funny.
I love that gag. The way Dom kind of says, like, slyly says it to, like, pelt his brother in the face again was fucking hilarious.
No
button to a scene. Great. That was a good, a well-written scene.
I'm showing up to the court.
I'm glad Bronny didn't get any burn.
No, I was going to say, I'm going to show up to pick up with that ball machine next weekend.
Just put it on the sidelines?
I don't think the ball machine exists, right? Because like it's also like what does a basketball player stand to gain from like a basketball skeet machine? Like
a jugs machine. Basketball jugs machine.
Yeah, you need that.
Don't you they Remember just the have juggies? That in the form of the like the net that catches balls and shoots it back out to you? Like having a side passing machine doesn't seem like useful. having
a machine side passes that, all the time.
A machine that rebounds for you is useful.
If you're practicing shooting.
But how many times do you get a pass from underneath the backboard?
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write a review about that fake invention in Space Jam, A New Legacy.
Was it weird that both of the women on the Goon Squad were reptiles?
I don't think a spider is a reptile. But
spider's not a reptile, dude.
It's an arachnid.
Sorry.
What was going to be your statement?
I guess Anthony Davis was also like an eagle, but like only the jokes were about his unibrows.
Man, that shit was a miss. Make them all monsters. That's what I'm saying. There was some weird decisions made.
Clay was the biggest.
The spider, the one NECA bit was funny.
What was that one?
She's hitting LeBron in the face.
She's hit LeBron in the face a bunch of times. Yeah, that was a good bit. Although poorly done.
Jordan said it was CGI. A pussy eating joke.
I could see that now that it's been brought up.
Yeah.
I think another logic thing was like, so it's set up that. We haven't even explained the plot at all to our listeners. Do we care? Do we assume that they've all listened?
You can't explain the plot of this.
Yeah. Okay, LeBron's son Dom has invented a video game.
Go watch it.
LeBron's son Dom has invented a basketball-based video game.
That kills Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. We'll get to that. Well, he met all these NBA and WNBA superstars and scanned them into the game and told them, I'll make characters based off of anything you want. That is what he says to them. I'll give you superpowers based on anything you want. When later Anthony Davis, who has agreed to this deal to be made into anything he wants, shows up, the defining characteristic of his character is his unibrow, which he is offended when people notice and makes jokes about.
And LeBron like be sure to put a good 10 seconds of screen time to just being like, your eyebrows are ugly.
Well, yeah, so LeBron's character is a jerk for most of this movie.
LeBron's character is not likable.
He hates video games like he's a freaking church mob. Like, what? As if we're supposed to believe that LeBron doesn't like video games?
He was trying to take us to the next level, dog. Look, Michael Jordan... If Mike was acting like Mike in the movie, he would have been an asshole to everybody.
I mean,
he would have beat the shit out of one of them Looney Tunes at halftime.
Avon Barksdale being your middle school basketball coach would fuck anybody up. Yeah. So I feel like,
dude, really that opening kind of scene almost made me cry. The intro almost made me cry, guys.
The last basketball movie that Avon Barksdale was in, he pulled out a gun.
That's real. Good point.
Every basketball movie he's in, a gun gets pulled out. I mean, technically, The Wire's not a movie, but yeah.
I just want to point out one more logic thing. So the movie opens up with a flashback to LeBron's childhood. A friend on the basketball team arrives to a game and pulls a Game Boy Classic out of his backpack.
I love this whole beginning, by the way.
And hands it to LeBron and says, hey, my dad got me a Game Boy Color.
Yep.
He says it blatantly. My dad got me a Game Boy Color.
That's why the movie's for us, not for kids. Because we're making Game Boy Color jokes within 45 seconds of the movie starting.
Okay, but then what happens, CJ? He hands LeBron the Game Boy non-color, the Game Boy Classic, and then LeBron starts playing it, and what do we see? He's playing a game in color.
Oh, does it turn into
the
color?
Well, it turns to color when they do the intro. Once they start the highlight package.
I didn't understand what was happening. I was like, he just said that this Game Boy doesn't have color. It sucks. And then he's...
Well, what do you want to say? This is a regular Game Boy that turns into the credits, intro credits for Space Jam 2?
I don't know what LeBron. I just want logic to make sense. And then the opening credits are a propaganda reel for LeBron James as a person and a brand.
Space Jam, you say propaganda reel.
I say like beautiful.
Yeah, montage, I was about to cry.
My life's basketball experience.
Yeah. It was great, but it was just very much like
Jordan's had the same shit. Yeah.
And
Jordan's gets you hyped.
It gets
like
you hyped.
LeBron heralded as one of the greatest players of all time and one of the greatest humans of all time. Like, it definitely was like a little more.
What's wrong with that?
There was a lot of layer. They called him the king 18 different times, and there was no wink about it. It was like, hey, king, this. You know, when the king is here, and it was just like, LeBron, we know your nickname's King James, and I love it. But just like,
I mean, Bugs calling him Cleveland a bunch was pretty nice.
You know what was jarring? Seeing LeBron get into bed. Like, like the TV doesn't have news about him. Like, it just seemed too peaceful. I don't know.
What do you want him to do?
Be like, I want to see him with like 18 different cell phones.
Fighting with his wife?
Like, yeah. And screaming Taco Tuesday. The thing is, you know what I didn't like about Space Jam? The curtain was pulled out. I saw the real LeBron, and he's a jerk dad.
Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. Woo! This fall, the Disney bundle has all the action.
Holy smokes!
Watch live NFL and college football games on ESPN Plus. On Disney Plus, there's Loki Season 2.
War is on its way.
And Ahsoka.
Buckle up.
And on Hulu, you can watch The Boogeyman and Welcome to Wrexham.
Oh my God, the expectation.
All of these and more streaming this fall with the Disney bundle. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
I will say, I don't think that's a real LeBron. I think the fact that he, like...
Well, he's on record as playing video games.
Yeah.
He's definitely on... He used to travel with a PlayStation 2.
That's a classic. That's a classic picture, by the way, of him with the PS2 in the NBA Street. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And the CDs and the Discman. But I think this was LeBron, like, trying to, like... present a what he sees as like a very human relatable image of like how it's hard to be a parent, but like I think he just doesn't know that he's like completely unrelatable because he's a fucking superhuman.
The biggest thing was in the first one, and now we're really getting into the logic that I am raging against and being now I'm being a Derek, but like he sucked at baseball. So like Michael Jordan in the beginning of that movie sucks.
Yep.
He's kind of a family guy. He's kind of like, shucks. He's like still just like he's likable. And like the first thing that LeBron comes on screen and does and just yells at his kid.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, why aren't you being a better person?
It's like, hey man, it's strange. Bro, everybody's dad has done that.
It does feel like though when he
first
shows up
and clothes on.
Yeah.
Yeah. His worst acting was being excited to eat spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah. Ooh, I love their meatballs. Like, what are you talking about, man? You're LeBron James. You do not get excited for spaghetti and meatballs.
But he does, his kids are, like, having fun and enjoying each other and, like, bonding and, like, chatting. And it's, like, actually the two kid actors are, like, cute together and, like, have, like, real chemistry. And then suddenly, like, smash cut to LeBron is there. And he's like, what are you two doing? And it's just, like, it felt like, I don't know if anybody relates, but, like, if you kind of had a shitty father and, like, they came home, it was scary. And it felt like kind of like that, where it's like the scary father came home and the kids had to be like, we weren't doing anything, Dad. And like, that's how LeBron presented himself.
Bro, he was trying to give us flavors, man. Yeah. He was trying to get deep. He was trying to get a Golden Globe, man.
Why go Golden Globe? Why not go for it all? Strive for greatness, as the king says.
All right. Should we talk about how Bugs Bunny dies real quick?
Son, I mean, is this is official, the spoilers podcast?
Yeah.
I mean,
we're not even going to give everybody another weekend?
No.
No. I don't feel bad about spoiling Space Jam: A New Legacy. Bugs Bunny sacrifices himself.
The mask is in this movie. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, right? But it's clearly not the movie. Mask. I saw like
they quote Training Day in this movie. Spoiler alert.
I thought when he was in the Batman animated series, like that the really good one from the 90s, that shit was cool.
That part was good too, man.
That was
shit was sick.
That was fun.
There's a lot
of... Yeah, man. Shout out to Alfred was in there. Mm-hmm.
So I was confused. So LG Rhythm, and I'll never get an explanation.
It rolled off your tongue as if you really loved it.
Yeah, that was pretty nice.
Yeah. LG Rhythm arrived unrelated to anything about LeBron coming or anything. Apparently years ago, LG Rhythm, Don Cheadle's character, goes to the Looney Tunes planet and convinces the Looney Tunes to go to the rest of the serververse and explore the other Warner Brothers properties that are there. And Bugs Bunny has been alone for a long time because of it.
For no reason, right? There's no like what like
there's no reason. There's no like there's no connection to as far as I saw, there's no connection to like why the Looney Tunes were even approached by LG Rhythm to the fact that they ended up being the basketball team eventually. Although I guess LG Rhythm did send LeBron specifically to the Toon Planet, but we don't have a why for that either. But I guess my question that I'm getting at is like, so are we to believe that when the Looney Tunes characters arrive at the Batman the Animated Series planet, when they arrive at the Matrix planet, they then replace characters there? Like, did Granny become
Carrie Ann Moss?
Carrie Ann Moss in the Matrix when she was there, and why did that happen? I just didn't
and then who
that.
Is no then who is Speedy Gonzales?
You know why? Right. You know why though?
Why?
Because haters gonna hate, as Granny told us.
That's true. Granny did say that.
That's true, yeah.
Granny also fucking slamming back gin martinis.
Yeah, pumping alcohol. Yeah. Just fucking chugging vermouth in every possible scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Had a blast. It's fun for the whole family.
I truly did enjoy it. It was an insane...
It is insane.
Crazy movie, but I had a blast.
You know what? I liked it.
Yeah,
I actually liked it.
He's back. We got him back. Yes.
CJ, no, I think we need to just maybe write our own basketball comedy.
Nah, they don't. No one wants that.
Or there's like five of them right
no,
now.
No, I'm just kidding. Yes.
Guess who's absolutely. Been trying to write the basketball comedy for literally a decade? Me. And guess who nobody wants it from? Me.
But, yeah, there is something in Hollywood. I've been told this by a lot of people. I think tides are turning a little bit, but that they're like, every comedy writer has a basketball show or movie. Don't do that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and I see those people and they suck. And that's why Jamel is right. When I saw Space Jam, I was like, already going to not like it because I wish I wrote it.
And it turns out, and guess what would you say if you found out LeBron actually wrote this?
I would say great. The guy is the greatest person to ever walk this earth.
He wrote this movie with a hurt ankle.
That's why he took days off. Or he said, hey, Solomon Hill, roll on my ankle. I need to do rewrites. I need to do punch up for Space Jam.
You have to do these reshoots.
Yeah.
With Don Cheadle.
You got to help me out, PD. Solomon. I'll give you a writer's WGA credit if you just fall on my ankle right here. When he pulled pitch. His groin that first year with LA, with the Lakers,
yeah.
It's because he had a cabin in Big Bear where he went off to finish the screenplay.
Right. He went on draft and was like, I just need to go.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's where he came up with the idea to call it A New Legacy and then Space Jam 2. And that...
That's I think that does work. Play into a new legacy is definitely partially why I'm like, this feels like LeBron propaganda at times. Because it does
everything
feel like
is
the
LeBron
movie
propaganda.
Is concerned with him cementing his legacy.
Of course.
Yeah. What was Jordan doing?
I have 18 pairs of LeBrons behind me. The guy is a propaganda machine.
Jordan was not, I don't think, Jordan was securing a payday while making Warner Brothers bankroll his comeback in the NBA.
Well, yeah, I mean, they built that special gym and then it invited, like, every good player and he trained. It's crazy.
Yeah, so
it
was like, so Michael Jordan made Space Jam so he would win the next finals?
Yes.
Basically.
Like, he didn't give a shit.
You can't get
like,
Reggie
Miller. 1 hour a day on a green screen so I can play Reggie Miller for 9 hours on a... backlot, like yeah, I don't
and
think
then make Charles Barkley do reshoots every day.
Yep.
Yeah, and I, by the way, I'm not in those scenes, so I don't care. Yeah,
you guys are wild.
I think the movie should have been about someone on Mars hears that the NBA is doing expansion teams and wants to get in. And so they do, quote unquote, an expansion draft and kidnap LeBron and make him join the Mars team. And then, for whatever reason, the Looney Tunes are there.
I think it should have just been different cartoons.
I think new cartoons.
It should have been the best. Yeah, it should have been the best of Cartoon Network. It should have been like those little regular show.
Ed, Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, Powerpuff Girls was there. Sick.
Oh yeah, shout out to Rick and Morty.
They should have just, you know what I'm saying, took it up 10 years. Still for the adults. We all remember the original Cartoon Network, but kids now, that's all they got.
And at the very least, no Looney Tunes. The Looney Tunes needed to pass the torch and been like, hey, we're come off the bench. We're the vet guy on the team. You're right. It should have been, whatchamacallit.
To me, it feels like a Warner Brothers fumbling of the bag, though, because the Muppets have been re-Muppeting for every decade for the last 4 decades.
But it hasn't been working lately, I feel like.
Hasn't been working, but it's still like a solid bit. I think, like, to me, this was like the Warner 3000 is almost like an accidental self-own by like an entire C-suite in Burbank. Where it's like, oh, this is like actually what you guys go off of, is you're just like, let's let algorithms do this.
We have an algorithm that will help us just reboot all of our like cold shit. Like, and that's what we're planning on giving people. Like, that is kind of a cell phone. You're right. I feel like the Jason Segel Muppets was pretty good, no?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
I mean, I thought the Muppets doing a kind of like a version of The Office on ABC made me chuckle a little bit.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. What was that called again?
I think it was just called The Muppets.
Yeah, I think it was called The Muppets.
Wow. We got
shout out Jim Henson Studios
for freaking Asian people before Fresh Off the Boat.
Damn.
They were like, let's do The Muppets Office before we do Fresh Off the Boat.
I think actually they came out the same year. It was very much like a Studio 60 30 Rock vibe. They were like, ah, we're going to throw our weight behind The Muppets. But Fresh Off the Boat, just undeniable.
Another show. I was like, this show sucks because I didn't get to work on it.
Fresh Off the Boat?
Yeah. I interviewed for it, but.
I interviewed for The Muppet Show, so that's fine. That's my nostalgia. They don't want us.
Okay. Now it's getting dark.
Peter, are you a Muppet?
I kind of.
Muppet. He's Muppet Sons and Four Guy. If Sons and Four Guy was a Muppet.
All right. Let's wrap this up. I recommend Spaceship 2. It was fun. I had a blast.
Of course.
It's so bad, but it's so
watch
fun.
Watch it with a child.
Watch it with a child. Do some ketamine.
Watch it with a child or with a drug in your system, I think. Yeah. It'll be fine.
We're both, as long as there's another responsible adult around.
Yeah. I mean, I bought a whole row of seats, except for the middle seats, at a theater. So all my friends could go see it, and it was fun.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. A couple surrounded by
the
biggest chuckleheads in Burbank.
You bought 10 out of 12 seats, and the two were just smack in the middle?
Smack in the middle.
All right.
I ran, and Megan, my wife, is still mad at me for this. I ran into the theater without telling anyone what number theater it was.
Yeah. You did your best to not run across the street and up the escalator.
And our friend had a broken toe.
Friend is hobbling.
Hobbling with like the still hot wings that you made him box up to run into the theater.
No, I didn't make him box them up. He made the
still has sauce on his hands.
Yeah, he had sauce in his hands. I was like, I can't miss the sequel. I've waited too long for this.
I still caught all the previews.
Yeah. I will say
Adam's Family 2 looks great, by the way.
Oh yeah. Shout out to my friend Dan Hernandez who wrote that.
Shout out Dan Hernandez. That shit looks awesome. Looks really funny.
I mean, I'm excited for that actually. Me too. It looks very funny. I will say the one negative downside that we barely touched on is that the entire premise is that we are now inside the entire universe of IP of Warner Brothers. And as CJ, you were saying, it's just the fucking Looney Tunes on the court again. So what was even really the ultimate point in introducing, we can have the Matrix, we can have Batman, we can have Harry Potter, and then we don't see anybody in action at all.
The Harry Potter shit was cool. Again, like, you know, I keep being like, and I like this part and that part. I like the fucking movie. And I liked it on the same kid level. People was like, it's for kids. I'm like, yeah, I liked it. I liked, LeBron, I expected too much of LeBron's acting. You know,
I think he did as well as he could have with the green screen shit he was given.
Yeah, I would also argue that like he was put in a better position to succeed in Trainwrecked. Like he got to be goofy.
Yeah, I mean,
he got to be goofy. He got to play against.
I also bought too much of the merch. You know, I got. Well,
why do you have the CD, my boy? You have
the CD of the new one.
They made
CDs. I have a CD player in my car. I buy CDs all the time.
Hey, you want to drive around? I'll bring a joint. Let's go drive around and listen to this, Jamil. After this,
sure. I mean, I'd love to.
All right. Well, let me ask. Actually,
we're picking you guys up. Peter, we're picking you up, too. Yes,
hell yeah.
I'm driving to Cape Cod.
How did we feel that there was no version of Space Jam and no kind of, like, alternate for I Believe I Can Fly?
Yeah, that was disappointing. Well,
what are you going to do? You can't. What are you going to pay R. Kelly?
Well, no, I'm saying, like, obviously, a new rendition. You can't do I Believe I Can Fly. You can't probably even do a cover of it, but, like, there was, like, no even attempt at, like, an iconic R&B.
They tried to do the We Win song, the Kirk Franklin and Lil Baby song, which is good, but they used it as like the intro for Dom, and it's like you got to do it at the end, like we win. It's a good song. Again,
it was a good song, but I enjoyed it over the end credits. I didn't even notice it during the movie.
Listen,
are you gonna keep that joint sealed?
No, open. I swear to God, let's. I gotta eat dinner, and then I'll go hang out. Let's ride around. We'll go Instagram live and we'll review it live.
That's pretty funny.
There's some like big people on the soundtrack.
Pump I think the biggest problem
by Lil Uzi Vert. A whole new Lil Uzi Vert song is on this album.
Oh, that's right. I did notice that Pump Up the Jam version. Yeah. It was fine.
I'll open it right now. You know what? I'm opening it.
I think
right
you would have everyone would have liked it better if it was just not named A New Legacy. You could have named it anything else.
Okay, well,
New Space Jam, Internet Jam.
New Space Jam.
New Space Jam, Internet Jam. Yeah.
New Space Jam, enter the, what was it called? The multiverse? The serververse.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Space Jam, enter the serververse. Like, just, I feel like New Legacy was just, you're just thinking about him trying to outdo Michael.
There's got to be a third one where they play against each other.
And that is what, okay, that's what it's going to be. My NBA expansion team.
That's actually pretty good.
Is the Mars expansion team recruits LeBron. Looney Tunes also wants to be an expansion team. They bring back Michael. And then they play each other to see who joins the NBA. That's actually a pretty tight CD design.
Well, and this is the shout. This is, okay, so let me show you something. Okay, so I'm showing you guys. This is the CD itself. It's like the Looney Tunes.
Soundtrack CD, yeah. And it looks like the Looney Tunes classic circle thing. Oh, there's two of them.
And that I knew this. Like, so this is the homage we wanted to get. We wanted to get the nods to the old one a little bit.
So you have to get the CD for the proper homages?
Yeah.
You want the full experience, baby.
Yeah, that's fine. I guess I'll, 8:30.
All right, let's wrap this up, guys.
I would go and have a drink somewhere, though.
Shout out to Mandy Robbins.
Who's that?
This is a lady that works at a show in Burbank. Speaking of Burbank, Nightcap LA, works at Nightcap LA. Good show. And then she just rolled up on me and was like, yo, I've been listening to Airbuds. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? But yeah.
Well, hello, Mandy. Shout out. Thank you for listening.
That's the kind of love you can expect if you come up to any of us on the street and tell us you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah, you say you like what we do, we'll say fuck
confusion and disdain.
Yeah. I'll tase your ass.
CJ, you got anything you want to plug?
Honestly, sneak this with our friend Jamel here. You'll see stuff coming out for it. Fun little show.
This week, right?
Yeah, trailer drops Tuesday.
Trailer drops tomorrow. Gotta listen.
Who boy?
Gotta watch.
We all got Delta variants for this.
What was that 80s witch movie?
Teen Witch.
Always singing all the time.
Top that.
Sneak this.
Oh, yeah. Do that as the
top that is a banger.
Yeah. Supercalifragilistic. That shit was.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
And they bopped their heads at the same time. That was crazy. You got to play that. This video is. It's a good video now.
Yeah, Alex, if you can go out on top that, that would be great. No more than 14 seconds so we don't get a DMCA takedown.
I'm king. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. When I snap my fingers, everybody says, sure, I'm hot. And you're not. But if you want to hang with me, I'll give it one shot. Top that.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.